Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In France, witnesses are describing a gruesome scene. According to French officials, as many as 60 people are dead. Many more were injured after a large truck plowed through a crowd of holiday revelers in the southern French city of Nice. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris. She says a Bastille Day celebration was underway in the seaside town at the time, and streets were packed with people on holiday.
It is beautiful. It has palm trees. It has gorgeous old hotels lining it. And this is a vacation city. This is not a city where people leave, like Paris, leave it during the summer. People flock to Nice. Vacationers are there. Families are there. Tourists. It's a wonderful place. This would have been at the height of a summer night with the fireworks for Bastille Day. I can't even imagine the shock and the horror to come upon this complete vacationing city, this wonderful place, enjoying a nice night with fireworks.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. French officials say the truck's driver was shot and killed. Video from the scene showed people fleeing in terror. The finalists in the Donald Trump vice presidential sweepstakes are being told an official announcement will come tomorrow. Reportedly on the short list are Indiana Governor Mike Pence, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Despite some reports a choice has been made, the Trump campaign is saying wait for tomorrow's announcement. House Speaker Paul Ryan has said he thinks Pence would be a good choice, though the Wisconsin Republican says he doesn't know what Trump will do. The European Union is going after Google's advertising business, accusing the internet giant of squeezing out competitors for online shopping. The EU alleges Google is harming consumers. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
The latest EU antitrust charges cover multiple areas related to online shopping and advertising. Competition Chief Margrethe Vestager says Google's own shopping sites shouldn't always top search results.
We believe that Google's actions have harmed consumers who get the results that Google wants them to see, not necessarily the ones that are most relevant.
Vestager also accuses Google of imposing restrictions on third-party websites with regard to how they display advertising from its competitors. That means a loss of income for those companies because that's driven by users clicking on them. Google and its parent company Alphabet have 10 weeks to respond to the charges. They face fines of up to 10% of annual revenue. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Prices at the producer level, that's before they head down the pipeline to consumers, took a bump up in June. The government reporting its producer price index was up 0.5%. It was the biggest one-month jump since May of 2015 and came primarily as a result of rising energy prices. Core inflation at the wholesale level, which excludes volatile food and energy, was up 0.4%. Amid some strong quarterly earnings numbers, Wall Street went higher today. The Dow gained 134 points. The S&P 500 rose 11 points. You're listening to NPR. President Obama has called Britain's new prime minister to congratulate her. According to the White House, the president spoke by phone with Theresa May, saying he looks forward to working with her during his final 6 months in office. The White House, meantime, has been pushing back on suggestions that her selection of Boris Johnson as foreign secretary will be problematic for the U.S. Johnson, at one point in the past, described President Obama as being part Kenyan, with what he called an ancestral dislike of the British Empire. Microsoft has won a major legal battle with the Justice Department. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, a federal appeals court says a warrant for a suspect's information does not extend to data stored in overseas computers.
The case arose from a 2013 warrant issued by a federal judge in New York for the email contents of a suspect in a drug trafficking probe. Some of the data was stored on computers in Ireland. Microsoft fought the order, saying it should not have to hand over information stored outside the country. The Justice Department argued that U.S. courts enforce subpoenas for business records held abroad, but the appeals court found that forcing the company to provide the emails was more like forcing a bank to turn over the contents of a customer's safe deposit box. The case was closely watched by Silicon Valley companies who've been fighting with the government over how much authority it has to force them to turn over data for investigations. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Repeating this hour's top story, witnesses in Nice, France are describing it as a horrible scene, with officials there saying dozens are dead. Many more were hurt when a large truck rammed into a crowd of Bastille Day revelers. French television says people were watching a fireworks display in the southern French seaside town when the truck began mowing people down. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.